MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. In an interview with MIT Sloan Management Review, Bea Bonnenbau, Vice President of Global Media and Consumer Engagement for Mondelez International, explains how social media is working in partnership with traditional marketing. How social media can amplify your media ecosystem. Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Social Business. In your company, there may be people who ask, what does our Twitter feed deliver to the bottom line? It's a reasonable question. How do you measure the investment a company makes in maintaining its social media presence? At Mondelez International, a $35 billion company created from the split of Kraft Foods and whose brands include Oreo cookies, Cadbury chocolates, and Trident gum, they've flipped that question on its head. Sensors aren't sensitive enough yet to pick up a direct correlation with sales because of Twitter. Instead, the company tracks how social media is amplifying the bigger pieces of its media activity. In a Q&A with MIT Sloan Management Review, Mondelez's Bea Bonnenbau, Vice President of Global Media and Consumer Engagement, explains what he means when he says that social media amplifies the media ecosystem. What does Twitter do to TV? We see that when we use Twitter and TV ads together, that would actually increase the effectiveness of television. And that's something that's big enough to be measured. So what we're doing is we're looking more at attribution modeling versus direct correlation of that one specific channel. The numbers are big. On TV alone, a campaign for Trident gum would have gotten the company to 18% of its target demographic. Bao says, but adding Twitter gets us a 50% reach. His team takes the core TV products, such as commercials, and pushes them out to consumers to watch on their phones when they're not in front of the television. While they're searching for a video on their mobile device, while they're closer to the point of purchase, which is another key opportunity for these channels to work together. We begin to bring media closer to the point of buying. We can affect consumer behavior in a more direct way, Bao says. If on average, CPGs, consumer packaged goods, are spending 70% on television, and you can make that 70% investment work twice as hard, that's a pretty dramatic and significant impact to the bottom line, he adds. Mobile, Bao says, is a tremendously important platform for a company like Mondelez. We're a snacking company. It's about impulse buying and the device that you have with you throughout the entire consumer journey, and that can most likely trigger impulse buying, is the mobile phone. So we made a pretty aggressive commitment to moving 10% of our media into mobile because we knew that not only was it something important, but something that we wanted to get really good at. For more thoughts on how companies can best use social media, including details on how Mondelez is using geolocation marketing to target customers on their morning commutes, and how the company's Mobile Futures program helped to bring innovation into the company, see the full Q&A with Bao. This article draws from The Multiplier Effect of Social Business Tools, an interview with Bea Bonnenbau by David Kirin. It appeared online April 23, 2014 at MIT Sloan Management Review, and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.